he can pop in when he's ready.
Yes, it is hot.
So a hotel doesn't seem that shitty?
No.
Don't play DS. We're recording.
I was going to check street passes.
No.
No.
Damn! You're harshing my bug.
Hey everybody, we're recording Radio Free Nintendo, the first E3 episode.
Yay!
This is Johnny, I'm here with, we'll go around the room.
TYP.
Guillaume.
Neil.
Patrick.
Jared.
Andrew, and someone's at the door.
JP Corbin.
JP is here as well. We just got finished watching the Nintendo Direct presentation here in our hotel room. It was very Japanese.
And Iwata was there, so yes, there was a Japanese man.
And he believes in a lot of things.
And he likes living rooms.
So I will skip all the mumbo jumbo, but the details were, first off, we found out the Wii U controller is going to be called the Wii U Gamepad, named after the NES Gamepad. That was kind of interesting.
I think it makes a lot of sense because you've heard a lot of people like trying to call it the U-pad and then like the Wii U tablet controller, the Wii U-mote, and at least they're giving it a solidified name.
I like the U-mote, though. I kind of like the U-mote.
Well, it certainly makes it sound more like an iPad.
Yeah. Doesn't that's help part of there. The intention.
Yeah.
But the U-pad would be even worse.
U-pad is horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So they're taking the horn, taking by the horns and saying, okay, we're going to control this message a little bit. We really didn't see much about the console itself. They showed it in some pictures. It looks exactly
the same.
Looks exactly like it did last year, which caused some confusion last year. So maybe they don't think it actually needs to be changed. I don't know. But they didn't talk about it. They really didn't show the console very much at all. Other than the gamepad, which is the new version that we saw in the photo a couple weeks ago, it does have the real joysticks, which click. We know that now. There's some contours in the back that we had not seen before that are supposed to make it fit your hands a little bit better. The buttons have been moved around.
There's a little mystery button for the near field communication.
It's not really a button. It's just a sensor. Oh, okay. Yeah. But there's also a TV button, which allows you to use the gamepad as your universal remote for your television.
Which is kind of novel.
I like that.
Yeah, it's neat.
That's a good angle, because a lot of people like having universal remotes, and if this can be pitched as well, you also get this functionality.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a $300 system, it sounds like it's more value.
And we have heard a lot of those rumors, I mean, that are kind of getting to the point where it's like, duh. Yeah, like, with HBO Go, duh, it's going to have Netflix, it'll have Hulu Plus. So you do have that kind of, you know, use it as the thing to control your entertainment experience without being bogged down by wanting to have it just be that, like Microsoft does.
So is Nintendo interested in controlling your living room, or what?
I don't know. It does not in the same way Microsoft is, I don't think.
Definitely not.
No.
I feel like it's like the same. It's like different solutions to the same problem.
Yeah. Okay, so next thing I had written down, and I'm very excited about this, Wii U Pro Controller.
Yeah.
Yay. So it's the classic controller, but remodeled a little bit. It looks a little chunkier, looks a little bit more like an Xbox controller shape.
Definitely, yeah.
It looks a lot like that.
Yep. Of course, it has all the same joysticks and buttons and everything that are on the gamepad, but it's cordless. It's, you know, shaped to your hands. It has separate...
It looked like there may have been a plug at the top. I thought that was like USB. But it could be like, you know, with the PS3, how it's charged like that. So maybe it's something like that.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's probably for,
there are,
for,
what,
probably
six USB ports on the system? I know we know that. I just
on Wii U?
Yeah.
I do know that. I just can't remember.
Yeah, it was last year on a spec sheet. I think it's 4 or 6.
That could have changed.
Yeah, that could have.
Easily. Yes. But that's cool. So very happy about that. I've been hoping for something like that for a long time. So that's really good. I didn't want to have to drag out a Wii remote every time I wanted to play something with a classic controller. And if they can make this backwards compatible also with Wii, that would be amazing. I don't know if they're going to be able to, but certainly if you're playing Wii games on your Wii U.
Virtual console games, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
That too, but again, playing Wii games on your Wii U,
like playing Xenoblade with just that new controller.
They should let you use this as a classic. Yeah. Yeah, they should do that. So that's awesome. I didn't see if it had an IR port in the top, but maybe it does.
I know last year, the
gamepad, the tablet does.
Yeah. I'd have to look at a photo.
On the Pro, yeah.
I think there's a screen cap of it. Home Team got one up, so.
Awesome.
Analyze that, guys.
Awesome. And it was black, and we also saw a black, tablet gamepad.
Darn that ridiculous.
Yep, but thing. Does that mean anything? That was... We saw like a rainbow of Wii's.
Yeah, it's true.
Very true. Yeah, we won't know actual launch colors for a while, but maybe they'll offer it in white and black. You know, if that you get a black system, you get a black controller.
Makes sense.
You know, who knows?
That's kind of what they did with the Wii. I mean, they had that light blue one, but...
Mm-hmm. All right, then we got into the messaging stuff, and boy, there was a lot of time spent on that. So
probably half of it was that.
The sort of the interface is called the Miiverse. It boots up on the TV. If you use the tablet to turn on... If you use the gamepad, I gotta get used to this. If you use the gamepad to turn on your TV and system, then the OS, the actual system menu with the icons to pull up your games and apps and stuff will be on the controller screen. And they didn't show that, of course. But the part that shows up on the TV will be the Miiverse, which is like this gathering. They call it Mii Wara Wara in Japan, in Japanese, but it's like this gathering of people talking about various games, people that you know, people that you might not know, etc.
It has a basic interface of what the Mii Plaza is on the Wii, except for now there's the stuff where they have game icons that people gather around and say things.
That's right.
Plus it has the whole PictoChat type where you can draw your own messages and stuff like that.
Like kind of like a Twitter-like thing.
Yeah. What was the connectivity with the swap note as well?
It's not connectivity.
They were using that as an example.
Yeah. It's inspired sort of by Flipnote and Swapnote, things like that.
It sounds like we'll get to that point. They were saying it will come to 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a facepalm moment. We will not have that at launch.
At launch. But... yeah, eventually you'll be able to interact with the Miiverse through your 3DS, through your smartphones, because it's all browser-based, so on your PC, whatever. I thought that was really cool. You know, I think it's good that they have that. I think there's obviously a lot of problems with how Swapnote works, but they... They have a chance to make that better. So, it works out really well. I kept wondering, though, how are they going to censor this? Because...
yeah.
Me too, yeah.
You fall down a pit at the end of Mario, and it's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
If they managed to do it, it would be impressive.
Yeah, especially if you're... I bet you can only send drawn notes to your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no way for them to really scan those and take things out. And I bet text notes will just go through a basic word filter that looks for... Naughty things.
I mean, they do that with messaging stuff that they have now anyway. Right. So.
And that will be accessible through the controller, through the home screen in any game. So all games will sort of support this. So, you know, if you get stuck in a game, you can basically hit the home button, go on the Miiverse, type out a message, look for comments from other people who are playing the same game. And I think it's a really cool idea.
It seems like the perfect evolution of Super Guide.
Yeah.
It's not really Super Guide, but it's more like Game Facts.
Yeah. It's more like a suspend feature built into a console.
Right? It's more like the 3DS browser, you can pull it up while you're playing a game, but the browser itself kind of sucks, and it's hard to pull up useful resources like Game Facts.
But this is like user-generated Super Guide, in a sense. So instead of Nintendo having to put the development resources to have it be like, okay, we're going to record all these playthroughs of Golden Donkey Kong.
That's right.
You can just go on and see what other people are doing, or read what they're doing.
Yeah, so you can share, take and share screenshots, other content that's very nebulous right now, but some kind of other content you can share, game content with other people. They did not talk about the network infrastructure in terms of how you'll connect other people to play games with them, friend codes, none of that stuff was addressed.
They kind of danced around that.
It's not really clear.
It'll come up Tuesday.
I mean, they showed off like a voice chat, which was sort of like a standalone program, but they totally didn't touch on anything like voice chat in the game.
Well, do remember with the 3DS, we didn't find out about the single friend code thing until, 2 months before the system came
out?
Exactly. It was that New York event that Jared and I were at.
Yes. And, you know, with the Wii, they didn't even show the home screen with the different channels and stuff until about a month before the system came out.
Yeah, I think there was another event that
happened. It was at the same time
they announced the launch and everything.
Yep, the price and everything. So we don't know about all those details yet, but we do know it will have some social networking type features that are unique to the system and that will be, you know, are kind of geared around playing games with other people. Even games that aren't online, being able to share those experiences with each other and help each other and stuff like that. The face chat, the voice, you know, the video chat I thought was interesting. They showed it in that the guy put his tablet up under the TV. So the camera then was facing him from across the room. I assume you could also just do it kind of handheld. But the video that he was looking at of his grandfather, who he was talking to, was on the TV and on the pad. So either way, you should be able to do it. It's using the built-in microphone of the tablet, so it's kind of like WeSpeak. But again, if you're holding it, that should work better than it being across the room.
It's like Nintendo wanting to do things their own way and just brute forcing it to work by having it. We're just going to put it in the controller.
It seemed to suggest that he actually initiated the cam chat based off the username of the person as well.
Yes, but if it's a person he obviously already knew.
Well, yeah.
So you would have. Yeah. It's not like it's some random stranger who you're going to start. It's yeah. not chat roulette. You know, it's going to be video fun. Chat with people who you've connected with previously. You have some kind of agreement that you can do that. But, you know, I expected it to have that feature. It was good for them to show it. I think it's, you know, very compelling. Good thing to have. So, you know, the other person would have to be in front of their TV using Wii U at the same time as you are in order for that to work. Or at least they'd have to be near the controller. And I think that's kind of one of the cool possibilities is if you're watching a movie or something or playing a game on another system even, and someone sends you a chat request, it could pop up on the controller in mm-hmm. front of you. And even if the system's not on, you know, you get this little notification that says, hey, do you want to turn on Wii U and do face chat with this person who just asked? And yeah. you can just do it. So I think that's a really cool possibility.
There's a lot of potential.
Yeah. Okay, well, what else? They talked about, very, very briefly, this is really strange. You can, they have a concept of people using internet browsers in some kind of social way so that you can... You can watch video on the tablet and then throw it to the
TV.
They
showed that last year. Yeah. They actually, I think that the clip that they showed was once again with the old
okay.
yeah.
game. There's more context here,
yeah.
though. But.
Yeah.
And the only real new thing they showed was this little, you know, like you can hide the screen somehow.
Yes, yeah, you can draw. So I guess the idea there is that you're showing the same thing on both screens, but you can hide it on the TV screen until a surprising moment. And suddenly reveal it to everyone?
I think everyone's mind just went to a dark place.
I just thought of parlor games, you know. It feels like a way to do some kind of just get together and play little simple parlor games that you could use video for that. Mm. It's not really a game. It's more of just something that's kind of built into the browser. Yeah. But it was kind of neat. The browser's touch-based, you know. The screen certainly looked very responsive. You know, the person was using their finger to kind of scroll through things. And it looked pretty much like you would do on an iPhone. So I'll be interested to see if it actually feels that responsive when you use it yourself. Well, there was one other thing.
Well, they showed the Mario Brothers game.
The world map. Yeah. Well, I think the level they showed of Mario was the same one they had last year.
I mean, people have been kind of saying like, oh, well, it can't just be new Super Mario Brothers because they're doing the two. But sure. It is.
It will be, yeah. And you know, obviously all the game footage that they showed was just demos type stuff that they had last year. But the one thing they showed that we hadn't seen before was a world map of the Mario game where people had sort of left messages.
It's like Dark Souls.
At different levels. It's not that because it wasn't in the gameplay part of it. It was more, you know, if you're looking at the world map of a Mario game and you're selecting your level, there are comments on all the different levels that your friends have left.
Well, they also showed off in the actual level, like, I think when the person, like, fell into a pit and died, then a lot of different messages popped up saying, you can avoid this somehow. And
that is very Dark Souls, yeah. then. Yeah.
That's where the Dark Souls comparison came from.
I missed that. All right. That's why I have more than one person watching these. I was probably making jokes about the way Iwata moves his hands when he talks. All righty. Any other final comments before we close this up, guys?
I am friggin' pumped.
Was it really wise of him to say, like, oh, this like makes even richer the promises that we had with the Wii? And one of the promises of the Wii was the online.
Yeah, connecting your TV to the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, they did that, but they did just it after... everyone else had already done it better. So, I hope they do enrich that, but I wouldn't call that one of the core tenets of Wii.
No.
It was kind of odd, but it was an odd presentation, but certainly I'm happy about the controller stuff.
And I'm happy it's all out of the way, too, so that way Tuesday's going to focus pretty much 100% on Wii U games.
Yep. Yeah, it sounds like the 3DS will be relegated to some supporting role at this show for
maybe
Nintendo.
We'll just get like a sizzle reel being like, here's some games and there will be a new announcement or two snuck in there.
And they're not going to spend a lot of time talking about the system. I'm sure they'll show one or two games at the press conference. I'm sure there'll be plenty of 3DS games around for people to demo.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a big part of the presentation Tuesday. So, okay, we're going to wrap it up. We got a lot of work to do and some third-party stuff tomorrow. We might have another episode after those if I can get some people together to talk
Ubisoft
about them.
Ubisoft should have Wii U stuff at their press conference.
Okay, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.